This has been discussed many times. That is, what to do about election reform, campaign reform, the money that influences. It's not even only whether it influences, that it takes so much time. For those who might remember, we had a conversation the other day with Ken Buck, who has written a book a little bit about this. It was mostly about, it's called Drain the Swamp. Anyway, he's a Republican congressman from Colorado.
The speaker is expected to raise $20 million, $30 million. The chairman of an A committee is expected to raise $1.2 million. So it is significant money. It is not play money.
One wonders how you get anything done. We're raising money all the time.
You know what? You staff is very powerful on Capitol Hill, and they are very young, and a lot of them not very experienced. And so, rather than having the people who are elected by Americans to come here and get the job done, members spend their time raising money. Staff spends their time developing policy.
Well, there's another part of this which has to do with enforcement, which is why it's important that we have a Republican and a Democrat reintroducing a bipartisan bill to overhaul the Federal Election Commission to help start enforcing the nation's election laws. It's signed by many, including Ken Buck, by the way. Joining us now to talk about it is Meredith McGeehee, Chief of Policy Programs and Strategy at Issue One, tweeting at I.O. McGeehee. I hope I got that right. Meredith, thanks for being on the show. Did I get the Twitter handle right?
Yes, thank you for having me.
Very good. All right, talk about this piece of legislation, the Restoring Integrity to America's Elections Act.
Well, what's really important about this bill is that you have a bipartisan group of a dozen members who are willing to risk the wrath of their leadership to say we want to actually fix the system, make law enforcement for members of Congress actually work, and show that this is not an intractable, unsolvable solution.
So this just deals, though, with the Federal Elections Commission? Is that the extent to which we can, I guess, hope for some kind of election reform?
Well, it's interesting. When we started talking to members of both parties, where we found common ground right off from almost the start of any conversation was whether or not the member believed in law enforcement. Whether or not you liked the laws on the books, did you believe that the law should be enforced? And to a person, they said yes. So this was a place to start. And we are continuing to have other conversations to see where this common ground could be. You know, a lot of times people look at the Citizens United decision. There have been efforts to do a constitutional amendment, which everyone knows are not going anywhere. And in the meantime, nothing changes. So there are a group of members, a growing group of members, who say, look, we can't fix everything, but let's just try and start changing the things that we know should be changed. And that's what this bill on the FEC does.
I think if you look at the group, too, the bill was introduced by Representative Derek Kilmer, who's a Democrat from Washington, Jim Renacci, who's a Republican from Ohio. But if you look at the names on there, you've got people like Jared Polis, who's a pretty progressive congressman from Colorado. And I mentioned Ken Buck, pretty conservative from Colorado. Also, we have Lou Barletta, very conservative from Pennsylvania. John Sarbanes, pretty progressive from Maryland. So this it's not that everybody's far right or far left, but there's a pretty good representation of the entire spectrum, it seems to me, on both sides of the aisle here.
There really are. It's a really interesting group of people, from the pretty liberal to the very conservative. And the touchstone here, the point where there was agreement, as I say, was believing in law enforcement. The one group, of course, that has managed to create an agency that is so weak it can't really do much enforcement are members of Congress, and it's the agency, of course, that oversees them. It's always important to remember that the Federal Election Commission could be called the most successful agency in Washington because it does exactly what it was designed to do, which is nothing. There was an original proposal that is much like this bill, which would have an odd number commission. That proposal was back right after Watergate. The members have watered it down. I would note that the person who led the effort to water it down was a Democrat at that point. These things go back and forth. A Republican, Senate Minority Leader Hugh Scott, was the first to call for an independent agency. And he actually proposed a 5-member independent Federal Election Commission. And it was a Democrat, Wayne Hayes, who opposed that effort, and then they ended up with this even-numbered agency that has become pretty much gridlocked into ideological and partisan divide.
Well, getting a history lesson here, too. I wanted to ask you, Meredith McGeehee, with us, Chief of Policy Programs and Strategy at Issue One. You recently wrote in The Hill that the FEC has failed to enforce rules related to the scourge of political dark money and continue to let groups proliferate on both the left and the right. Is that the main issue in enforcement that is a problem, or are there other issues that you think are more important or maybe equally as important?
Well, there are many issues that are important because you have an agency that is basically gridlocked on anything that matters. You know, they can do the administrative stuff. They actually do a fairly decent job on the disclosure side of getting the numbers out there. But on any matter where there are really important issues at stake, this is where they deadlock. So the dark money is obviously one issue. The issue of what is known as coordination. The Supreme Court and Citizens United seem to talk about this fantasy world of disclosure that, and corporate shareholders would know how their money is being spent, and everyone would know where all the money was coming from. And of course, that doesn't exist. And so that's one issue, but there are many others as well. When you can violate the law with impunity and know that if you ever get caught or any action is ever taken, it is just the cost of doing business, that does not in any way deter candidates from cheating. So this affects the whole system. When you know no one is going to effectively enforce the law, there really is no incentive to ensure that you abide by the law. And so you have candidates and other entities that spend money that they're not supposed to be spending. They don't disclose a lot of times what they're going to do. And a lot of times the big issues, like what is dark money, how should it be disclosed, they are basically punted by this agency.
So what committee has jurisdiction on this? Who has to do hearings?
The House Administration Committee on the House side at the U.S. Congress and the Senate Rules Committee over on the Senate side. Now, I would note that Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has made keeping the Federal Election Commission dormant as kind of one of his pet projects while in Congress. He has kind of been one of the leading cheerleaders for gridlock on this particular issue. And this somewhat reflects, if you will, an ideological divide. My view is that whether or not you like the laws, they should be enforced. And if you don't like the laws, change them. And that's not what's going on in the current Federal Election Commission. This bill, this bipartisan bill, wants to make the Federal Election Commission just like almost every other agency in the federal government, a 5-member commission, a chairman that has some power to make the agency work, and then you, if you will, let the chips fall where they may. It also has a blue ribbon commission so that we don't just have the party hacks and loyalists that are generally appointed. That seems to be the litmus test, is how much are you in sync with your party leadership?
We'll see how it progresses, if at all. Meredith McGeehee, thank you for joining us on POTUS today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Meredith McGeehee, Chief of Policy Programs and Strategy at Issue One on Restoring Integrity to America's Elections Act. You can read the piece that she put together for The Hill, How Congress Can Reform Campaign Finance for the American People. And she tweets at IO McGeehee, IOMCGEHEE.